Hello from the North Shore Community School of the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of December 4th. My name is Malachi, and I am your phonologist for this week. Although we may have had some warmer days this month, we've also experienced some cold days on the first week of December. On the 2nd, the temperatures are quite mild, and Miss TG had got to take our bike out for a ride. Any previous outstanding water is frozen over the school grounds. It makes for fun sliding, but it's so cold that many students do not even want to go outside during recess. The chill runs right through our winter coats. The sky has been very cloudy, dark, and gray. There is very little snow, but we are hoping for some. During this dark period in the dry indoors due to the cold, many kids are experiencing the wrath of many viruses. Clint's pond at his house is completely frozen, and he is enjoying playing out in it. It's so cold, Sophia's little 10-pound dog doesn't even want to go out, and Abby's cheap Chesapeake dog, Hank, tries to hold up his paws off the ground and comes in shivering. Most of the puddles are frozen. Fiona got to walk in puddles of ice around her school. Also, Keisha got to ice skate on her pond on the 6th. At Jocelyn's house, a curious weasel has been slinking around sniffing at venison drying out in the garage. The family caught it and in a live trap and sent it free away from her house since it was becoming a nuisance. In two harbors by her house, Lola and Amaya saw a snowy owl on the 4th. Dina and several others saw great gray owls flying to a tree and sitting along fields. We haven't seen any animals or birds, but they must be conserving energy and hungering down in shelters. Lydia saw a wild turkey on the 4th. This concludes our phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.